From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Kelly Mitchell. The second largest airport in Haiti is now the Hugo Chavez International Airport. Some Haitians are in favor of this move, and others think the Chavez name has no place anywhere in the country. Tim Padgett has been covering Latin America for 25 years. He joins us now. And Tim, like it or hate it, a lot of people aren't aware, but there's a very strong connection between Haiti and much of South America.
People sometimes forget, amidst all the aid that the U.S. and the rest of the international community has been giving to Haiti, that Venezuela, it has given Haiti, since the 2010 earthquake, at least $1 billion in reconstruction aid, much of which went to build a new runway and other infrastructure for Haiti's second largest airport at Cape Haitien on the northern coast. So that's a big reason the Haitians decided to name that airport after Hugo Chavez. It's sort of like, you know, here in the United States, when a corporation gives the most money, they get their name put on the new stadium. But there's also, as a lot of people don't know, a very important historical context to this, and that is when Simón Bolívar, the Venezuelan-born liberator or independence hero of Venezuela and South America, during his fight against the Spanish, he was actually given refuge for a time in Haiti around the year 1815. And he petitioned Haiti, which about a decade earlier had won its own independence from the French and had become the first black republic in the hemisphere. He petitioned the Haitian president there for aid, and eventually the Haitians did give Simón Bolívar ships, men, and arms for about 6,000 troops, which Bolívar was able to use then to continue his fight against the Spanish. And as we know, eventually, by the 1820s, Bolívar and his army had won for South America independence from Spain.
And I think Hugo Chavez said, when he agreed to give aid to Haiti after the earthquake, mm-hmm. that he was doing so because all of South America owes, in his estimation, owes a debt to Haiti for liberating these Bolivar republics in South America.
Oh, yeah. And so the aid that Venezuela and Chavez were giving to Haiti after the earthquake was as symbolic as it was pragmatic in that sense. And that was very important for Chavez, particularly in his campaign to use Venezuela's vast oil wealth to help the little guy in this hemisphere, meaning in particular small and poor Caribbean countries like Haiti.
Now that Chavez is gone, how much should Haiti count on Venezuela?
Not as much, nor should any country at this point. Not so much just because he's gone, but because he left quite a large raft of economic messes inside Venezuela. Financial crises that the new president, Nicolas Maduro, is going to have to deal with, and that's going to mean that he's going to have a lot less largesse to offer.
And between the United States and Venezuela?
The State Department in Washington may not be all that thrilled that Haiti named the new airport, or at least the refurbished airport in Cape Haitien, after Hugo Chavez, because not far from Cape Haitien, the United States has helped fund a very large major new industrial park there in Haiti, which it sees as sort of a jewel of its reconstruction aid efforts in Haiti. So to have that sitting there right next to what is now going to be named, an airport named after Hugo Chavez, probably doesn't sit too well.
All right, Tim, thank you so much for joining
us.
Thank
you.
This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell.